Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Elevate your bedroom with our fresh new bedding designs and colours. In store and online at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Sheila Deegan. Sheila, good afternoon. You say you're very sad to hear about the resignation of Leo Varadkar's leader, Fine Gael, and his impending resignation as Taoiseach. As soon as we, as the members of Fine Gael and the councillors, and above all the TDs and the senators, they've the biggest, they've 65% of the electoral college. Why are you sad to see the Taoiseach resign?
Joe, hello.
How are you?
Been talking to you in a while.
Yeah.
I just think it just came as a bit of a shock.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Leo, for, you know, I didn't always agree with what he did, but he did, you know, guide us through COVID. He guided us through Brexit. He guided the country through, you know, the last number of difficult years. And in my mind, and he guided, you know, the economy is in pretty good shape. And the country is in pretty good shape.
And he did, in fairness, he did a long list at the start of his,
a very long list of
his achievements, from unemployment to full employment, getting us through the pandemic, the previous referendums on gay marriage, for example. He's very proud of that.
Yeah.
The government,
he made a lot of social changes. Yeah,
improvements of foreign aid, improvements in our diplomatic representation around the world, and soft power, our improvements for the arts. And the health service outcomes, you said, are much better than welcoming and looking after. I'm going on what he said. We're not getting into a debate about it in that sense. He said we've facilitated 100,000 refugees from Ukraine. So he's, on the one hand, he's fairly, very proud of his record.
Yeah, I think he should be. It's just a bit sad, like, you know, I liked him kind of as a person. He seemed to be, you know.
But he's only, like, he's not dead.
No, I know he's...
He's only 45.
He was the youngest ever Taoiseach.
He's the youngest ever Taoiseach resigning.
Yeah, well, it'll be...
He's healthy by the looks, but I know. When you're Taoiseach, it's a war of attrition. Everything seems to come at you. But he is very young. He looks extraordinarily healthy and fit.
Yeah.
So,
well, he could go on to
wish him well. Wish him well.
Oh, I'm wishing him absolutely, Joe.
And he said, which, by the way, you don't. I've never. Well, maybe I have heard of Taoiseach. No, I haven't. I can't recall. If you can, if anyone can, let me know. He basically said, Fine Gael candidates have a better chance under a new leader.
Possibly.
He said it.
Yeah,
he said it.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm not the best leader. And he said, I'm not the best person for the job. When do you, how often? And by the way, he said last week after the walloping in the two referendums, he said, I take responsibility. Well, there he is today taking responsibility, which is unusual in Irish politics.
Very, very unusual. And the honesty is striking as well. You know, the fact that he actually, you say, took responsibility. And I thought I admired him for that after the referendum, unlike some of the others. But it's just, I don't know, we have him for so long, I suppose. It was a bit of a shock, and I was a little bit sad to see him go.
Who do you think should be the next Taoiseach?
Well, I would think Pascal.
Okay.
Now, he's 49. He's a lot of experience. He's had 3 ministries, I think, and 1 Minister of State.
Mm-hmm.
He's president of the Euro Group. He's, he has some experience in private industry as well. I think he worked in Procter & Gamble for a number of years. He, too, brought us through COVID and Brexit.
Okay.
And he's very well got in Europe.
And he was in that donut around the Taoiseach, when the Taoiseach announced his resignation, the donut was himself, and he's the one who clapped the Varadkar on the back as they walked back into government buildings, and behind him was Simon Coveney and Simon Harris.
Yeah.
Pascal was there, obviously. Helen McEntee to the front, and Hildegard knocked into the other side of the throne, so to speak.
So
Helen
McEntee would be good too, but she wouldn't have as much experience, I suppose, as Pascal.
Okay. But surely the next leader of Fine Gael will just need one attribute, and that's to be able to take on Mary Lou McDonald in a debate.
Oh, I think Pascal is well able for that. I've seen them, I've heard them in Dáil Éireann.
Okay, okay.
He is able to take her on.
Okay, a vote, first vote in for Pascal. Are you normally a Fine Gael supporter, Sheila?
Well, I try to be as neutral as possible, Joe, because I vote for the person. Really,
yeah, I know that. I know that. I know
the policy,
that.
You know, rather that. Than the party. But yeah, certainly, I probably would be veering to Fine Gael, to be honest.
Okay, well, you didn't have to answer that, but you did, and I appreciate it. Sheila Deacon, 51551, Joe at RT.ie, 0818 715 815. The next Taoiseach, I know everyone is out of the traps and the opposition calling for a general election. The chances of that, listening to Micheál Martin, Eamon Ryan, and indeed Leo Varadkar, are the chances of Turkeys voting for Christmas. So that's not going to happen.
Well, that would be but
that's understandable. But the next leader will be decided by an electoral college comprising 65%. The vote will be made up of TDs and senators. I think 10% councillors, and the other 15%. Is the members of the party. Councillor Des Cahill is in Cork City. Des, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
Were you shocked? I presume everyone is shocked.
Yeah, absolutely shocked. That's okay. One word that everyone agrees on. Totally unexpected.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, who should be... You're a Fine Gael councillor in Cork City. Who should be the next Taoiseach? That's what it amounts to, and you will have a vote. Are you, like...
I suppose Cork South Central, which is the constituency of Simon Coveney and Micheál Martin and Michael McGrath, and you know, would all be thrilled to see Simon Coveney as the next leader, the next Taoiseach. But as I said, I think the circle that we're around Leo on government buildings, they are probably the circle it's going to come from.
Okay.
But we have, you know, it's going to be, if it's, this is all going to be done by April 6th. So it's going to be an extraordinary thing to actually have to have done by then, because of the volume of members to be written to and to have their vote back. And it's, what is it, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks? So it's going to be a very fast process, with no one knowing that this was happening.
Okay,
so,
well, next, well, that's a good point to point out to people how quick, especially Fine Gael members, how quickly this will happen, and the public who will impact on. Next, today is Wednesday. And then Friday week is Good Friday, okay? Mm-hmm. Next Monday week is Easter Monday, the 1st of April. So it's the following Saturday. So it's very, very quick. It's very quick.
It's extraordinarily quick.
Yeah, it's Saturday fortnight.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard it confirmed. The process will be as
okay.
Everyone will be.
And did you get an email from HQ this morning saying Leo has, brace yourself,
no,
Leo?
An email came out from Leo at about 12:15 to all members and elected members.
Should
basically outlining what he said in his statement. And in fact, I was in Clonmel last Sunday week, and Leo was speaking that the ratification of, say, John Mullins and Sean Kelly for running for Europe for Ireland Scouts.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was very upbeat and encouraging speech by him. And so no indication whatsoever that this was coming down the tracks.
Okay.
But he will be sadly missed, you know. So okay. I think, you know, personally... even though I'm based in Cork, anytime I need to contact him, I remember several times, they looked, this will take more than 5 minutes. I'd phone you at Sunday at 3 o'clock, and sure enough, 3 o'clock Sunday, and he'd, you know, be on the phone for an hour if necessary.
So wow. Well, that's impressive.
Keeping with his time,
and
privately, you know, so
okay.
He will be missed.
Okay, and have you any idea why? Why do you think he basically said it was attrition, and he thought he wasn't the best man for the job at this stage. He thought the candidates would locals, Euros, and a general coming up. And he said, I think another person will basically be more helpful on the ballot box too than me.
Well, listening to his presentation 12, I believe what he said to be true, and I think he felt this was a personal call for him.
Okay.
And that he always said, I mean, he's in politics more than 20 years elected.
Yeah, yeah.
And people forget that, you know. And he always said that he'd never be a politician for life.
Okay, what was...
People go back to at the start. So I think he genuinely thinks this is the best thing for the upcoming elections to have a new leader in place.
And Des, can I ask you, did you have a vote when Simon and Simon Coveney and Leo Varadkar were...
Yeah, so that was a much bigger affair. That's, if you remember, there was presentations and speeches all over the country, and then, and you know, so it was quite a long process. The members, you remember, the general members voted in favour of Simon.
But surely if there is a contest, that will have to happen again. Unless there's an agreed candidate.
Yeah, unless there's something in the constitution of the party whereby if it's time restraint or whatever, that they do it differently. I'm not evading the question. I don't genuinely know. But I find it hard to see. It can't be a replica of the last one because that was a much longer process.
Okay, and Des, what was the high point looking back, do you think, of the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar's career?
I suppose for me and some of my family were there at the time, I think when at the start of COVID, when he made that presentation at the Speech of the Nation, I think for me that would be the moment. I mean, the whole country had its breath. And I think his handling of that was incredible. But that delivery and that speech at that time when we were all full of fear, I was probably for me the highlight. Yeah.
Is that the one where he quoted Dermot Kennedy, "We will dance again some summer's night"?
I can't actually remember the...
Or was it W.B. Yeats? But anyway, I if you ask me, I'd fall for the same thing as well, that I thought that was a magnificent... rising to the occasion. Okay, good, Emile, we've got Margaret Des, but you're saying Simon Coveney has your vote, so to speak.
Correct.
Okay,
yes.
Good. And what are you hearing from other members of Fine Gael, Des, if anything?
I suppose I'm an internal. The names that your caller mentioned there now, Simon Harris, I mean, I think the group that are around, including Heather Humphreys is there today as well.
Yeah.
So I think that half a dozen, I think the deal is going to come out of that half a dozen, and no one really knows.
Okay, what's the most important attribute needed of a new Fine Gael leader? Surely it's been able to take on Mary Lou.
I think that's a large part of it, but I mean, it's also part of managing what's been achieved, managing what's coming forward. Both, it's a hard job, you have to manage the party and the members and everyone giving out to you on one hand, and then manage the ministers, etc. So, people's skills, which they all have, obviously, I mean, taking on, I don't see it as taking on Mary Lou. I think it's, you know, I was worried you talk yourself up, you don't talk the other person down, so I'm not overly concerned about that.
I think
it's about management of the country and of a party, and that's not an easy job.
Okay, good, Emile. We've got this Councillor Des Cahill Fine Gael. Cork City Councillor Gerry Coyle is in Ballina, Gisela and Ballina. Gerry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. I presume you were shocked, but you're okay now.
I remember talking to you the day the kitty left before, but I was shocked at the announcement. But he read out his achievements and that they're for everybody to see.
Yeah.
And, you know, I supported him. Once he was Taoiseach, I supported him and would have continued to support him if he stayed on. But thankfully, we have a lot of very good people.
Okay.
You know, to be able to take his place.
And why do you think he resigned?
Well, it could be his own personal reasons. Like, why does anyone resign? People leave and people go on. People move on with their lives. They move on with different things.
Well, there's not, in fairness to him, there's not many people who stand up and say, well, actually, the reason I'm resigning is I'm not the best person for the job at the minute. And other people have a better chance, especially Fine Gael candidates, have a better chance under a new leader. That's pretty honest, you know, isn't it?
It's very honest. And he had been honest and up straight and forward. You heard him in your last speaker there about the COVID. He was dead up front and straight up with people. Yeah. This is what's happened. This is what we have to do. This is where we are. This is where we're going. And this is how we're going to get there. You know, that was exactly his thing.
Did you meet him often, Gerry?
I met him often, yes. Yeah. I have had reasons to meet him often. I was talking to him fairly recently. Again, you know, I had fallouts with him, like I had with Indy Kenny. I had fallouts with them all because my views and their views are different. Everybody's views.
And what did you fall out with him over?
There was a few things. Bring it. I won't go into it today because it's, you know,
yeah, okay.
I had a few fallouts with different things, and a few cross words with him about recent events, even that the RSA were trying to do with the tractor drivers and all that kind of thing. Okay. I had, you know, different things like that. But look, at politics is a strange game. You're liked by some and you're disliked by many.
Yeah, he said that.
And that's how it is, and that's the way it's going to be. But thankfully, we have a country at peace. He worked on the Stormont Assembly getting back. The Brexit was huge for Ireland. People didn't realise how the things that was going on behind the scenes there. Himself and Simon Coveney outshone them all. You know, I seen different programmes in England saying it's a pity we didn't have a leader like him. You know, so, like...
Apparently, Gerry, in fairness, that quote was put down to the Queen.
Well...
The Queen said it at one stage. Now, when she had God rest her, but when she had to choose between Boris and Leo, it's a pretty straightforward competition.
Well, you know, without a doubt, it's a pretty straightforward competition. But look, I want to wish him the very best of luck, and himself and his family and his friends. It's a tough decision. Nobody likes to think, you know, this is it. You know, the great runners, the great boxers that retired, they thought they had more to give. Maybe this is the time to say, no, I'm going to come out on a high, which he has done.
So
I hear all these people on to you there, you know, they want change. What change do they want? We have full employment in the country. What change are they looking for? You know, there's a little forum on the counter when you may leave on the counter sometime. Check your change before you leave the counter. It's no good coming back after looking for change again. So I don't see why everyone is shouting about this change and what change means. Ask these people, what does change mean?
Well, Gerry, who do you think should be the next Taoiseach?
Well, we have three or four fine people.
I know that, but I've got to pin you down.
Many have picked, but few are chosen. We have to see who's in the race first.
We'll narrow it down. Who do you think I won't ask for your preference, but who do you think it will be between two people, not seven, two, pick two?
Well, I can pick three, four straight away. I can pick Pascal Donoghue. I can pick Simon Harris. I can pick Simon Coveney. And I can pick Helen McEntee. I can pick people like that straight away. First of all, these people it's a huge responsibility. It's a huge responsibility now being a councillor, much less. And multiply that by 5,000, being the teacher.
Gerry, I'm going to move on because luckily there are Fine Gael councillors that we spoke to and are willing to talk, like yourself, and it's, as always, appreciated. Gerry, that's Councillor Gerry Coyle in Ballina. Peggy Ryan is in Tipperary. Councillor Peggy Ryan. Peggy, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Joe.
And how are you keeping? Are you over the shock?
I am. It was a surprise, but yeah.
And what do you think was the high point of the Taoiseach's career in as leader of our country?
Yeah, I think definitely how he managed the country after the onset of COVID.
Yeah, okay, that's emerging as the high point by all our people I'm asking. Who do you think, why do you think he resigned, Peggy?
I think he's a really honest person, so if he says political and personal reasons, you can just take it as that. Sorry, I have a 6-week-old in the background.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations. Boy or girl?
He's a boy.
And what's his name? Don't tell me he's Leo.
No, he's Dennis.
Okay, brilliant. Great name. Okay, Peggy, what he said, I'm not the best person for the job at the minute, and... Fine Gael candidates would have a better chance under a new leader. Do you think that's true, Peggy? Or is he being hard on himself?
Well, possibly he is quite hard on himself. He's deeply committed to the job, to being a leader. You know, he's not one to evade difficult questions or, point the finger at other people. So I think he's just a very honest, dedicated, hardworking, patriotic man. And if he feels that, that's, like I said, he's not going to go out and lie. That's how he felt. That's what he said. But I think he did a really good job. When I was co-opted in 2021, he really welcomed me in as a counsellor.
Okay.
And actually around the same time, I had another child. And, you know, he was there just to encourage. And I think he's instilled that across the party as well, that it's a very welcoming place for female politicians, very welcoming place for mothers. So I commend him for all of that. A lot of work has gone on to encourage
Do you think he was rocked by the results, the walloping, as his own words, the walloping he got in the two referendums? think he was shocked by that.
I think it was usually disappointing, you know, if you're bringing referendums and you're pushing them and supporting them, I think the results, you know, will be disappointing because, as I said, he is the leader. And, yeah, a man who's not afraid to say what he felt in relation to those losses, like they were two wallops, and he came out and said it. So
when he said last week... Well, in fairness, he said what a lot of politicians have said and did say last week, oh, I take responsibility for it. But he's actually done it. He's gone and taken responsibility for it by resigning. And there was no heave, it seems. There was no. Who do you think should be the next Fine Gael TD to be Taoiseach?
Well, we have to see who puts their names forward.
I know.
The best person. They have to connect with, you know, councillors, with the PP and with the membership. And I have a lot of faith in the potential candidates who are there now.
Okay. Do you have a preference for male or female, Peggy?
No, I definitely don't have any preference in relation to gender. It's going to be who the best candidate, who's the person who's going to bring us forward and make sure that we get our seats at local and national level. And, of course, in Europe as well. And thank God we have really high calibre candidates.
I know that. So you won't tell me if it's Simon, Helen, Jennifer, Peter, Bourke. I'm just looking at names.
I'm a fan of all of them.
I know that.
And I will work for all of them and work with all of them. And I trust their vision for the party and their vision.
Do you hope there'll be, as a Fine Gael councillor, where you will have a say in it? I know it's limited and the membership have a bigger say, and then the overwhelming say is down to the members of the parliamentary party. Do you hope there is a contest, even though it's basically Easter, Holy Week, Easter week, and then the week after that? No, it's this week. If the Fine Gael Ardesh is when? August the 7th, is it? April the 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that's extraordinarily close.
It is close, but look, people are going to put themselves forward. I think it's going to be a shock to a lot of people. But I always imagine that with leadership, there's always the potential for a contest. And I think it's really good that we do have a say.
Okay. I want to formally thank Dennis for his first appearance on National Radio. He's the quietest child that's ever been on Liveline, and we look forward to hearing from him again, Peggy. And you mind yourself, Peggy, and I really appreciate, especially with your, as I heard earlier, another who was, I think it was Sheila Deegan, had a baby in the background as well. Thanks indeed, Peggy. Kind regards to Dennis. By the way, talking about the next few weeks, on Thursday week, which is tomorrow week, we will be in the Landmark Hotel in Carrick-on-Shannon for Funny Friday, pronounced Thursday for the week that's in it. Obviously, we're not on the air on Good Friday. So Funny Friday is back, but it's back on a Thursday, and it's in the Landmark Hotel in Carrick-on-Shannon. Now, remember, Carrick has brilliant, brilliant transport links, both in terms of trains and buses, right into the place. So the Landmark Hotel, tomorrow week, Funny Friday, with all the usual crew, all the great gang will be there, and special guests as well, and loads of giveaways. Joe at rt.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
We're asking members of Fine Gael, especially, not to exclude other people, but they are the ones who will be making the decision. Not the general public. It will be to elect a new leader of Fine Gael, who in turn becomes the new Taoiseach. And the Electoral College is made up of Fine Gael members. They have 25% of the vote. Fine Gael councillors, they have 10%. And then the remainder of 65% goes to TDs and senators and indeed MEPs. So that's a big whack. Richie Culhane is a former Fine Gael councillor, very well known, and mayor of Dundalk, now retired. Richie, were you shocked?
Mayor of Drogheda, Joe.
Mayor of Drogheda.
Good afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the way Drogheda is expanding, as someone said to me the other night, who was from Drogheda, Richie, to say the way Drogheda is expanding, it will soon incorporate Dundalk. Not fair to voice it. But anyway,
it'll probably incorporate a good part of Swords before it incorporates Dundalk. But however, I mean, it's Ireland's largest town, and
it has been generally
overlooked, to be honest about it. But that's another discussion.
Were you shocked?
Absolutely shocked. you know, Leo Varadkar for me kind of epitomized all that was good about politics. And I suppose it showed in the way that he announced his resignation today. He was honest. He was humble. And he was honest, first of all, with himself and honest with the Irish people, second. For me, he was probably one of the best Taoiseach that has had the opportunity to be in that position in this country for many, many years.
Okay.
He was always honourable and honest. And, you know, last week he was, or a few days ago, he was sitting down to lunch with the American president.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the American president he could sit down with, but he could also sit down with, a counsellor in his party to discuss anything. It was only a number of weeks ago, or possibly a month ago, I felt so strongly about what was going on in the European Parliament and how our government were treating the war in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And I text Leo, and within two minutes, he got back to me on a text to explain his position.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, that says a lot about the man. You know, he can sit with paupers and popes. And, you know, I'm sad to see him leave the party. He was very emotional, obviously, this morning.
But he's staying in the party now. He's leaving the leadership, but he will be on the back benches. He gave that indication. As indeed has Enda Kenny been on the back benches, and Bertie Ahern has been on the back benches after being...
No. I mean, and I'm sure his reasons for joining politics was the same reason as we all joined politics at one stage or another, was to make a difference and to make a difference to the lives of your constituents and the people that elected you.
And the high point of his term as Taoiseach, in your view?
I think you can't single out any one. I mean, I think his handling of Brexit was extremely well done. Obviously, the pandemic.
A lot of people have said the pandemic, and people might not realise that it's actually it was on Good Friday 2020 when the Taoiseach made he's made a number of speeches, but this is the one about we can't be complacent, we cannot lose focus, we have to maintain discipline. Forbearance and basically shutting down the country again. This is a short extract. Good Friday, April 10th, 2020, and Taoiseach Leo Varadkar.
Good afternoon, everyone. Throughout our history, Good Friday has had a special meaning. It's a day associated with suffering and sacrifice and sorrow, and also with new beginnings, the promise of rebirth and renewal and better days to come. It's also the day an agreement was signed in Belfast to bring peace to our island, ending the troubles in the north. During the worst year of those troubles, the poet Seamus Heaney spoke about what was happening and predicted that if we winter this one out, we can summer anywhere. I know these words have provided inspiration to many Irish people as we deal with this emergency. They remind us that we are in this together, that we can get through it, and that better days will come.
And that was the beginning of the speech. It was live. I think it was watched by nearly a million people on RT television. That was Good Friday 2020. Richie, it seems like it was about, seems like 100 years ago, doesn't it? We've thankfully...
You know, I mean, everybody has an opinion in relation to the pandemic, and I suppose that there's more information coming out on it, and, you know, and it's certainly in relation to the vaccine. But that's it for another discussion.
Okay. Who do you think? What type of leader does the country now need? And it will be a Fine Gael TD. What type of leader does the country now need to replace Leo Varadkar?
Well, I think the leader that emerges in Fine Gael, and I've no doubt that, you know, there are three or four very, very strong candidates.
Well, who are they? Given that no one is...
Well, you know, I mean, they've been mentioned already. You've Simon Harris and Pascal Donoghue and Simon Coveney, you know, to name a few. Helen McEntee was mentioned, but I think Helen just isn't long enough in politics, and I don't think that she would actually... put her name forward. But
okay,
anyway,
so you see it as Simon, Simon C, Simon H, and Pascal D, PDSC or SH.
Well, I think they probably are the front runners, you know, and all equally capable.
Okay,
but,
obviously,
whatever leader emerges, I think that.
Well, it's a Taoiseach. It's a Taoiseach. Do you still have a vote as a member? Richie.
As a member of Finnegan, no, I'm no longer a councillor.
I know, but if you're an ordinary member, you have a vote.
I'm a member of the party, yes, yeah, okay. Yeah. But whoever emerges, I mean, my wish would be that they would instruct the Irish people or explain to the Irish people the importance of having a democracy and the importance of having a party that will.
Okay, and in fairness, I take that. But in fairness, Richie, to the Taoiseach again, he said that at the end of a speech about he loved and encourages people to go into politics. Jerome Scanlon, councillor, I know you're a former Fine Gael councillor, Newcastle West. Jerome, are you?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Joe, and good afternoon to your listeners.
And Jerome, were you shocked when you heard the news?
Well, I wasn't shocked. Okay. Surprised to some degree.
Okay.
He has given 7 years of sterling service to Fine Gael, to be fair to him.
Okay, and the country, and he's been Taoiseach.
He's been
in Fine Gael. He's now 45, is he? He's been in Fine Gael since he was 12.
Yes, he's been between council and whatever. He's around for up to 20 years, and that's a long, long time. Now, he's very much a people's person, as the last speaker made the point.
Yeah.
And he's been a man that looked after the marginalised very well. And he did that also in rural areas. I remember raising an issue with him when he was Minister for Transport with regard to local improvement schemes. Now, in fairness to Leo, he was from West Dublin. He didn't really know at the time what I was raising because he saw it as an issue. He had an issue with regard to unfinished estates where the roads weren't right in his constituency in Dublin. This was very different. But he went away, he researched it, and he ensured that 15% of the roads budget went for that purpose. So that's one thing I will always credit him with. He was definitely a good listener.
Jerome, you're the fourth or fifth person who said that to me now since 1:45. Do you think so he got enough credit for it?
Oh, definitely not. But show me the person in politics that's got credit for anything they've done. It's, you know, it's a spectator sport rather than anything else. It can be a cruel game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, personally, I enjoy it. Anybody that gets into politics has to enjoy it.
Yeah, of course.
Now, there's an awful lot of fuss about people being pilloried at the moment. But I'd go so far as to say that's their own blooming fault in most cases. You know, you can draw trouble on yourself, and I make it my business to try and avoid that at all costs.
Okay.
And I have done so since 2004.
And why do you think he chose this time to resign?
If we stand back from this,
yes,
he has been around since 2017.
As Taoiseach, rotating.
He has led the two most difficult of governments. You know, you try dancing a three-hand reel, Joe. How easy is that?
Yeah,
and he's trying to manage Micheál Martin, he's trying to manage the Greens, and he's trying to keep his populace and the country happy. And if you come down here to County Limerick, the Greens are considered toxic. So, you know, a visit from Leo to the West Limerick constituency isn't going to be very palatable. And the same will happen whoever replaces him while we have this mix in government. That is a problem for rural Ireland.
And do you think? You're former Fine Gael councillor, but do you think the future of Fine Gael is at stake?
Fine Gael is resilient. Fine Gael has been around since the Cumann na Gael days, and it has had its peaks and troughs, and it's in a trough at the moment. And with the level of resignations or pending withdrawals from the next election, it's going to be a major challenge for whoever is new. To replace those TDs that we know are not standing.
One third of the TDs, one third of the members of the Dáil will not be standing, but they will have a significant, probably the sway, they will have, given that they've 65% of the electoral college of Fine Gael, they will have the TDs who are not standing, who will not be in the Dáil this time next year, they will have a major say in who becomes our next Taoiseach.
And that is a problem, Joe. There's at least 10 or 12 people there that won't seek re-election, but they'll be part of the small number that comprises 65% who make the major decision in terms of who should succeed.
Why did you leave Fine Gael?
Oh, it's nothing to do with Leo. It was very much local, and it goes back to 2014. I didn't leave then. It was to do with the sharing of positions. I felt, you know, we have regional assemblies and whatever.
Okay.
I felt I needed to be on that.
Well, did you leave?
Somebody at local.
Okay. Hmm? Did you leave Fine Gael, or Fine Gael left you?
Oh, I never say anybody left me. Okay. I left Fine Gael on matters of principle. If they're not prepared to listen, and they were not listening at local level, and we had local meetings that didn't deliver Joe.
Well, I don't know whether you read Sarah Carey in the Irish Independent last Saturday, former Fine Gael advisor and indeed supporter and family of Fine Gael. And she said Fine Gael left me, but one of the reasons is that the two referendums proved that they've lost, they're out of touch, and their future is at stake.
I think you have to blame all three for that, Joe. You can't specifically single out.
And then Jerome, just
we should never have had that referendum, by the way, Joe.
Well, we did.
If you were going to New York in the morning, you'd plan your trip. They planned nothing.
Okay. Now, Jerome, would you give me an indication? What do you think? You see, if I ask people directly, they all get shy and coy and go into a kind of fetal position and don't want to be upsetting anybody. But Jerome, from what you're hearing, even if you're not hearing, who do you think should be the next Taoiseach? Which member of Fine Gael TD should be the next Taoiseach?
There are three people that I would rate for the job.
Yes.
The two H's, Simon Harris and Heather Humphreys.
Oh, Heather Humphreys.
I think would be a breath of fresh air to this country. And Pascal Donoghue. He's done a tremendous job over the years.
Well, Pascal is emerging and Helen McEntee and Heather Humphreys are kind of trailing the field at the minute, but they're in a field of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and Simon Coveney and Simon Harris are in joint second, but Pascal seems to be leading the race here on Liveline, at least.
Yes.
Jerome Gurumila Market, Councillor Orla Kelly. Councillor Orla Kelly is in Kilkenny.
Hello, Joe. I'm actually not a councillor yet. I'm running in the local election, I hope to be a councillor. But I think what Leo Varadkar has done is incredibly generous and altruistic. And as you say, people don't normally own up for things. Yeah. And his decision to say that the elections would be better under somebody else is actually incredibly generous.
Yeah, he said, I'm not the best person for the job at the minute, and you've a better, you're probably thinking of you, Orla, in terms of the election, you have a better chance under a new leader. Do you believe that?
Well, I believe that he believes it, and that's the most important thing. I mean, no, personally, I would have really supported him, so I would have met him down at the Ireland South Convention, which was on only 10 days ago, and he is incredibly supportive of local election candidates. He'd say, you know, how are you, Orla? How are things going? What are you hearing on the doorstep? So I think he would have been really supported. He's really highly regarded within Fine Gael.
Okay,
but I also think that there's, really highly regarded and incredibly personable. He knows everyone, you know, even if you're not elected yet and you're a local election candidate. And he's really interested.
Orla, when he said to you recently, what are you hearing on the doorsteps, what did you tell him? Did you know the two referendum were going to be walloped?
I had an idea, but from what I was hearing from people, I had an idea that they weren't going to pass. But there was a very complex set of reasons why they didn't pass.
Okay.
So I don't think it was anything like people didn't understand them. I think
Arla, he said you have a better chance. The likes of, I did mention you by name, but you have a better chance of being elected under a new leader in the forthcoming locals in June. Who would you like that new leader to be?
Well, the interesting thing is, contrary to what other people said, the best leader isn't always the person who comes across as the best person on the media. That sometimes leaders who are very good at working with the team and empowering the team around them to do the right thing are the best leaders. So if you look, for example, you know, at John Bruton and Enda Kenny, who are, you know, never hugely loved by the media at the time, but they put a really, particularly Enda Kenny, put a really strong team around him, empowered everyone to do the best they could in their department. So it's not always obviously the most media person.
Well, can you help me then? It's the five names are Pascal, and I know you'll say they're all absolutely brilliant and 10 out of 10, which is fair enough, and I understand. Pascal, Simon Coveney, Simon Harris, Helen McEntee or Heather Humphreys. Is there any one of them? First of all, would you prefer a man or a woman?
Oh, I think I've absolutely no opinion on that. The best person will go through. The Fine Gaels do have a really good democratic
I know
process.
That, I know.
We all voted last time.
So you won't tell me who you think?
I think that would be a rash thing for me to do as a local election candidate. But no, honestly, it is a luxury and it is a privilege to have that many really good people to choose from. I don't think other parties have that.
Okay. Orla Kenny in Kilkenny. Orla Kelly, and best wishes to everyone standing in the upcoming local elections. It's a great, advertisement and a great public service as well to be involved in. Paddy Colleran in Castlebar. Paddy, who should be the next Taoiseach? Please, someone tell me.
Yeah, well, there are a number of people there. Pascal Donoghue, Simon Coveney and Simon Harris.
Yeah, but who?
One person you didn't mention would be Mairead McGuinness. I thought she'd make a great Taoiseach if it was possible to elect her. I think she's such an able person.
Well, she'd have to become a TD in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
The only way that's going to happen if someone in Fine Gael stands down and if the government call a quick by-election, which is unlikely. But anyway, Ray McGuinness. Okay, but Pascal, okay, you're going for Pascal.
Yeah.
Are you involved in Fine Gael, Paddy?
Yes.
Okay, over in Castlebar. Okay.
I think the reason Leo retired or resigned was he was tired. He had taken over after the crash and everything was neglected up to that. And then he was faced with Brexit and COVID and the Ukraine war and all the migrants and all you had these immigration then taking in the Ukrainians. It just wasn't possible to have housing and health and everything in place. I think he did a great job in what he was dealing with, except for Micheál Martin and Eamon Ryan. I think they did a great job to hold it together. And yet we have full employment. Mm. And I think things aren't good in the housing thing, but I mean, you couldn't keep up with it. We've increased in number of Irish citizens in the last few years who were taken in as Irish citizens, not to mention the Ukrainians and immigration generally. So our population has gone up. It was never encountered before that we had such an increased population to deal with housing, and it has a big pressure on health. But I think Leo, you know, retired because he was tired. He couldn't be. And he's right. I mean, at this stage, he said another person be better than him. A new person in the job.
So attrition almost, attrition. Do you think Fine Gael were caught on the back foot on the whole immigration issue? I'm thinking of November 23 in Dublin. I'm thinking of the recent events. I'm thinking of the fact that Helen McEntee is now saying we will be deporting people and they deported a number of people arrived in Rosslare last week, and instead of being allowed in, they were put back on the boat, on the ship.
I think we weren't strict enough on that, on realising or finding out where these people had their visas or where they originated and that kind of thing. I think it was, we were overrun with the thing, but I think we didn't handle as well as we could have. But then that's in hindsight.
Okay. Good meeting
to do that.
Good meeting, my God. That's Paddy Colleran. Paddy is plumping for Pascal Donoghue to be our next Taoiseach. He's ahead. So in our totally, completely, absolutely unscientific poll, but it is people who have a vote, and some of them have a significant vote. They all are Fine Gael members or Fine Gael public reps. They are welcome to contact us if they wish. And talk to us about the, because they're the ones, they're the most powerful people in the country at the moment. Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Talking to primarily members of Fine Gael, Leonora Carney. Leonora, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Are you a member of Fine Gael?
I am a member of Fine Gael.
Are you a rep? Are you a public rep?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Very good. Okay, Leonora, how are you over the shock?
Well, just about. I got a terrible shock because I think Leo's amazing.
And where were you when you heard the news?
Holding a cup of coffee in my hand, which I nearly dropped with the fright.
and what time was that at, Leonora?
Been about 11:30 or something, that it came on RT1 that he was going to make an announcement. I mean, nobody saw this coming, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody saw this coming. I'm really surprised. But, you know, he's made the decision, and I think he's a very unselfish man, and I think he's an amazing diplomat. And I think whatever he does, I hope he goes into diplomacy because he's quite fantastic at that. I loved him in his speech in the White House where he was talking about Irish people relating to Gazans and Irish people relating to Israelis. It was a masterclass in diplomacy and it was wonderful. And I think he's a fantastic man. So I'd wish him the very, very best.
And what do you think the high point of his term as Taoiseach was?
The high point, I think, for me was COVID.
Okay.
I just think he wrapped his arms around us. I remember I was looking after my sister at the time, and the two of us, I remember watching the speeches on television and just thinking, wow. I mean, he really did. And if you look back at his popularity ratings at that time, they were enormous. Yeah. He made us all feel secure. Himself and Simon Harris, they made us feel secure. And I think that's the best thing you can do for anybody.
So he is the man. He is the man of the moment in that sense. There was a Good Friday speech. There was a speech in May 2020 as well when he mentioned Dermot Kennedy, didn't he? Paraphrase Dermot Kennedy. Some summer nights. I hope we will. What to do? We will dance again, or we'll see.
We'll dance
see
again,
you again.
Something like that. I just thought he was just amazing, and I mean, he brought the whole country through. And regardless of whether you were a Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil or whatever, everybody was impressed.
Okay, that's without doubt the highlight as far as Liveline listeners and indeed Fine Gael members are concerned
today.
Absolutely. The COVID days. Who do you think, Leonora, now, are you holding a cup of coffee at the minute, or are you still in your statuesque position that you adopted at 20 to midday when the shocking news broke?
I'm actually sitting down. So you're asking me, who do I think?
Yes.
There are so many amazing people. I mean, I would love to see a woman. I would really like to see a woman, but the men are fantastic.
Well, the three female names that are mentioned in the last hour on Liveline calls, to a greater or lesser extent, Helen McEntee, Heather Humphreys, or Jennifer Carroll McNeill, who's the junior minister
of finance. Yes, I've thought of Jennifer as well, but I think Helen McEntee, she's just so on top of her brief. I just think she's amazing. All of those three women are amazing.
Okay, so you're
but also the men have been mentioned.
I know that.
Simon Coveney and Patrick Donoghue. I mean, isn't it fantastic that a party has those people to draw on?
Okay.
I can't think of any other party that would have so many good people like that to draw on.
And why do you think, Leonora, why do you think he resigned? Was it the walloping in the referendums, or was it attrition, which happens?
I honestly don't know why he resigned. And I would imagine possibly the referendum had something to do with it. You know, he presided over two amazing successes in the Repeal the Eighth and in the same-sex marriage. Amazing. And maybe he just felt, you know, somebody else, as he said, and I think he's a very honest man. And he said, I think somebody else can do a better job at this stage. And if that's how he feels, it means the passion is no longer there.
Okay.
And if the passion isn't there, you can't really do your job.
Okay. And did you finish your cup of coffee at 20 to midday?
Oh, I did. I stood there and I was like,
okay.
In the name of the Lord, it's happening, you know?
And no one died. No one died, thank God, Leonora.
Thank God nobody died. I just think he did a fabulous job at the state. I was just shocked, you know?
I'm actually talking about people dying. Will somebody please mention, unless I've missed it, the great Emmett Bergen, who died. He died last Friday, but it was only announced. He's a brilliant actor, the Abbey Act, Abbey, and most well known for Glen Rowe, Dick Morn in Glen Rowe.
That's right.
Yeah, and he passed away at the weekend, and he was so loved by so regarded as an actor, and he's such a
wonderful actor,
a brilliant part in Glen Rowe, and. Condolences to his family, I think his wife is Sarah and Gavin and Tara, and indeed Patrick Bergen, his brother. But Emmett Bergen has passed, which is sad news for a lot of people. Leonora, back to your try and stick to the chamomile tea from now on, I suspect, if you're prone to shock, Leonora.
I think chamomile tea is fantastic because I'm actually a pianist and I use it before concerts to calm my nerves.
Oh, magic.
It does work. It's
magic, magic, magic,
it's magic.
Okay.
Yeah, we all need chamomile.
And if you were to play a piece for Leo, what would you play him now?
To
soothe.
God almighty, to soothe him, Claire de Lune.
Claire, oh, beautiful, beautiful.
And he would just sit back
and
hope
relax.
I would make him feel the way he made the whole country feel during COVID.
Okay, well put, Leonora Carney. Councillor Liam Brazel. Liam, good afternoon.
Good evening, Joe, to you and your listeners. You're, how are you today?
Well, great. How are you? Are you over the shock?
I'm very well, thank you. I am now. Yeah.
Oh, good man.
I was a bit shocked this morning when I had a fuss, but we'll get over the shock, yeah.
Did you have to sit down and have a cup of tea and a blah?
I had to sit down, yeah. It came with a bit of shock because, like, no one saw this coming there. And, but look, I suppose Leo having his own reason for doing this. Yeah. Sure, look, I suppose, you know.
Yeah, okay. What do you think of the highlight of his term of Taoiseach was, Leo?
Leo had a lot of highlights, I suppose. Look, as your listener said, yeah, COVID is probably one of the big things, yeah. Leo and Simon Harris really kept us together during COVID. They were in the very dark days, and like people dying there, and only 10 allowed to go to the funeral, and people couldn't talk, and Leo and Simon on television there, and telling us, you know what I mean, and they were really solid in what they said, and they meant what they said, and they were
Well said, Liam, and let's, on the day that's in it, and on the one hand where people are saying we're shocked and bombshell and people bordering on hysteria at the reaction to it. Nobody has died. He has resigned as Taoiseach. He said, well, it will kick in a few weeks. He's explained why. But we should remember, as people say, the highlight was his stature, so to speak, politically and otherwise during COVID. We should remember, as you did, Liam, the number of people who died during COVID.
And it was a very sad time for us. It was a total unknown, and no one saw it coming. No one.
Well mentioned. That's the important thing in a day like this, to start putting things into perspective.
Another big thing as well is that the last government, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil joining, whoever could see that coming as well. Like, and it took two great men like Leo and Micheál Martin to pull that together.
Okay.
And to make it happen.
Liam, it sounds like you want Micheál Martin as the new leader of Fine Gael.
No. They were a very good government, and you must praise the
yeah, well said, well said. Well, you're very generous,
I think they were fantastic. You know,
your memoriam of those who died during COVID is really the most important point to remember today. Liam, who would you like to see? Because you will have a big role, bigger than most people in the country. Who would you like to see as the new Taoiseach, i.e., the new leader of Fine Gael?
Yeah, look, I was probably one of the people that voted for Leo the last time, and I suppose I think it's time for a change, and I do believe a lady, a leader of the country is something that we need, and I do believe there's two or three names being pulled out there.
Okay, that's your number one, is it?
Humphrey's one there, and she's doing fantastic work in a role there, in rural affairs there, and someone coming from rural Ireland, I think someone like Heather would be fantastic.
Okay.
She knows what she has.
She's moved into, and the Liveline poll of Fine Gael, she's moved into joint second place. Pascal is ahead. Simon C is on Simon H, and Heather Humphreys are now in joint second. Okay, good to meet him. Good counter, Liam Brazel. Before the break, is Sylvester there in Arklow? Councillor Sylvester Bourke calling.
Yes, Joe, I'm here. Yeah, great to talk to you again.
How are you?
I'm good, good. I met you last year at the Charlie Bird.
Wonderful event. County Council. Wonderful event, and beautifully done and organised by Wicklow County Council, like everything you do. Sylvester, how are you? Are you over the shock of the...
I'm over the shock, yeah. Yes. I was speechless at first. I thought it was it April 1st or what, was somebody calling me? But the shock has lifted now, and the reality has settled in. And I just want to say to Leo that we all know he has done the state a service, and we know it.
And the high point looking back, Sylvester?
You've mentioned them there. The COVID, Brexit, no hard border in this country, and our budget surpluses. I think that has turned the country around, and he's played his part in that.
And Sylvester, who do you think should be the next Taoiseach?
Well, if the vote was tomorrow, I'd go for Simon Harris. Your mentor singled him out for special praise, you might remember. You might have a clip of Gabo who's really praised Harris to the hilt.
He's very impressed with him, yeah.
Yeah, so you might have to dig that one up sometime. And the people of Wicklow would be thrilled to have Simon Harris as Taoiseach.
Oh, of course,
My WhatsApp is lit up here with support from the Fine Gael group for support for Simon.
Okay, what do you think is the most important attribute of the new Fine Gael Taoiseach should be?
Well, I think an ability to listen to everybody and bring people along with him or her, and I think will be very important.
Okay, okay. So there's Pascal first in our poll so far of Fine Gael, members of council. Simon second, Simon Harris second, Simon Coverty just slightly behind, and he's neck and neck with Heather Humphreys. Okay, back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Councillor Declan Burgess is the Fine Gael councillor in Cashel in County Tipperary. Declan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
What was it? It took you by surprise, I presume.
Oh, God, it was a big, big shock to everyone today. You know, it's something that we weren't expecting.
Okay.
But it's something I certainly respect. And, you
okay.
know,
what was the highlight of his, Leo Varadkar's term as Taoiseach?
I suppose, look, for me, as a young person involved in politics and now as a councillor, he was a great man to bring people with him. And I suppose during COVID and during Brexit, I think that's where he really showed his true leadership skills. Things really shined through that process. And, you know, he did things differently. There's no question about it. Leo was a different type of leader than what the country was used
and
to.
What do you think of him saying? What do you think of him saying? I think the likes of Declan and Orla and people yourselves who were standing for election, that you'd have a better chance under a new leader.
And I think that's a really honest reflection.
But is it true?
Come about. Look, there's been many challenges within the party. I think it's the right move for him, obviously. You know, he's come about with making this call. I think we'll never forget the work he's done. There's a reason why, you know, he shocked, the political landscape in becoming Taoiseach. He I'm really proud of the work he's done.
Okay, but has he done Fine Gael some service in that Fine Gael don't do heaves well? Should he don't? They end up in... You think of the heave against Enda Kenny, go back to the heave against the two heaves, I think about against the late
Joe,
John Bruton, Michael Noonan. Fine Gael don't do them well. Maybe he's done the party some service as well by leaving a year out before the election.
Definitely. I think it's a really, really fair time. But I think, look, in terms of the heaves, there's not many leaders that get an opportunity to go out on your own accord. So that's obviously a real kind of...
So maybe he is being very smart. You have the Euros and the locals coming up in June. If Fine Gael got a drubbing, there definitely would be a heave against Leo, wouldn't there, given the two referendums that have just passed? And then that would be a bloodbath. And he's saying, maybe I'm going to avoid the bloodbath. Let the new leader be in before the locals and the Euros. And you can't blame me, and you can't really blame the new leader. So we'll be fairly stable for the next election. Who do you think should be the next Fine Gael Taoiseach, Declan? Because you will have a say. Narrow it down for me, Declan.
Yeah, Joe, I don't think you'd like my answer.
No, I don't care. It's irrelevant to me. I'm supposed to be impartial.
Yes, but I don't know if I have an answer for you is the thing. Right now, the Fine Gael party...
Well, narrow it down to two people.
I suppose, look, the two people, I think we have a great, strong, you know, party, you know, in terms of options. So, you know, both male and female, but... I think we probably need to have a new focus on rural Ireland and building rural economies and strengthening.
So rural Ireland would be more the man from Cork rather than the man from Drumcondra.
Simon Coveney is a tremendous
Simon Coveney. Okay.
I know. Simon Harris is a really innovative.
Okay, but you're plumping for Simon Coveney slightly now. Declan, remember, if there's any repercussions. I will stand by you, Declan. I would say...
Joe, I'm sure you will, but it's great that Fine Gael has a healthy democracy.
Okay.
We saw in the last leadership election
I'm putting your vote down for SC. I know I'm putting words in your mouth. Declan, go to Mila Mahagod and safe everyone out there, safe canvassing over the next seven or eight weeks.
I really appreciate the sincerity.
Go to Mila Mahagod. That's Councillor Declan Burgess in Cashel County Tipperary, Joe at RT.ie.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Angela Mannion. Angela, are you a member of Fine Gael? Have you ever have been? Are you now? Or ever
no, Joe. Hiya, Joe. No, never. I'm not a member of any party.
Okay,
actually,
but you're a fan of Leo.
Absolute big fan of Leo, yeah. I was in tears this morning when I heard the news.
And tell us.
Yeah. Well, I felt like he was exuded confidence and competence and charisma, and mm-hmm. he was so articulate, and I thought he represented the country abroad in particular so well. Okay. He looked the part, everything, and everybody has made the points about what his achievements about mm-hmm. COVID, the Ukraine, the gay marriage referendum, Brexit. I won't go into those again, but he achieved so much, and I feel he's going to be a huge loss to, generally speaking, to this country.
And you were genuinely in tears at 11:30 this morning when you heard him.
I was, because I've always admired him so much.
Have you ever met him, Angela?
No, I wish I had.
There's plenty of time, Angela. He's only 45.
No, he's not dead.
and I've listened to your voice. You're not far off 45 yourself. Probably younger. But you will meet him. And well, why did you cry just because he thought he was? You thought, as a lot of people he was a great representative for the country.
I felt it was just that I felt it was all wrong, that he was made, that he felt he had to resign, really, which it would seem, yeah. And I'd really...
And who do you blame? Who do you blame?
Well, I think one of my bugbears is I blame the media for a lot of the unrelenting criticism of government by opposition parties.
Yeah, well, that's their job, yeah.
Facilitating this every opportunity, though it's their job, yeah. But they get so much airtime. I think it's wrong versus what government ministers or government representatives get. But that's just my view. But I was disgusted at the designation. I was always so proud when he was representing Ireland.
And who do you think?
Yeah.
Who I know, Angela. He's irreplaceable. So in your view, and I totally understand that. But who do you think he has to be replaced? And his replacement will be Taoiseach. Who do you think the next Taoiseach will be?
Well, I'll tell you who I think it shouldn't be. I think it shouldn't be Pascal Dunhu, because I think finance is Pascal's forte. I think Simon Harris, I don't really know much about. But Simon Coveney is, I would have to say, the most competent and the most experienced.
Okay.
Not always the most exciting, but like a lot of your previous callers, I would love to see a woman, and I would pick Helen McEntee as one of the ones of the trio that you were mentioning.
Okay, yeah. Well, the same people keep coming up again and again and again. Go to Mila Margaret. Angela, are you okay now?
I'm okay now. Yes, I'm relaxed again now, Joe. Thank you very much.
Angela, why don't you drop the Taoiseach a note? Why don't you? I'm serious. Yeah. Why don't you drop him a card saying thanks? That's what you want to do. Please do.
Yeah.
Okay, Angela. That's Angela. What part of the country are you in, Angela?
I'm in Dublin.
Okay.
Originally from Galway.
Are you in Leo's constituency?
I'm Dublin Bay North.
Okay. Yeah. Angela Mannion, good to meet you. Oh, good. Where's Councillor Anthony Barry? Fine Gael, I presume, Anthony?
Very definitely, Joe.
Good man. How are you? Are you over the shock? Are you sitting down?
The sun is shining down here in Cork. It's absolutely beautiful morning and a beautiful afternoon now. And it's been a huge shock. I think it took everyone by surprise. But that's politics for you, isn't it?
Okay, who do you think should be the next leader of Fine Gael, i.e. the next Taoiseach?
Try and narrow it down.
Now, don't give me the runners and riders. It's not the goal.
We're so lucky. I know. Look, I think what we need is a safe pair of hands going into the next election. We have very experienced people.
Okay.
If I narrow it down, obviously our own man here in Cork, Simon Coveney. But I also think Pascal Dunne would make an outstanding Taoiseach, you know.
It's neck and neck between them. Councillor Barry, I'm going to move on to Councillor Noel Coonan in Tipperary, in the Ross Gray Templemore electoral area. How are you, Noel?
I'm very well, Joe.
Okay, I'm running out of time. Who do you think should be your next leader and our next leader? I'm talking about the general population.
Well, not being a member of any particular party myself. I think that a person that has her hand very much on the pulse is Heather Humphreys. She's done tremendous work. And she has the common touch and is great to respond to people's needs and to issues of the day.
So if I'm going for an outsider, I'd go for Heather Humphreys. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And if you're going for an insider, so to speak, who would you go for?
Between, I suppose Simon Harris would be odds-on favourite, and I would have to say that for a short-term leader and to get us over the trials at the moment or tribulations at the moment, I would go for Pascal Dunn, who has proved himself to be.
You didn't mention Helen McIntyre, who has been mentioned. Is Helen damaged by Dublin City walkabout and the November 23 riots?
Well, I don't think she's damaged, but I think Leo made a very interesting quote when you said that in politics you have to give your all, and you can only keep giving that for so long. I mean, Helen definitely is a very able minister, but I think she has more time on her side to wait.
Okay. So you don't see her this time out, so to speak, but in the future. No, okay.
But I would look her out into the future.
Okay. Coramina Margaret, Councillor Noel Coon, and Jim in Dublin. Jim, who do you think? No. Are you a Fine Gael supporter, member?
No, I'm not a Fine Gael supporter or anything like that at all, but just from what I know of them, and which would be by television, radio, and paper, and people reading on them. I think, personally, I think Helen McAtee would be an excellent leader of Fine Gael, and she would make a great first Taoiseach, Lady Taoiseach of Ireland. Okay. I'd be delighted to see it.
Okay, Jim, good evening, Mark. Joe Morrissey. Joe, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
Who do you, are you? You're not actually
Simon
a member.
Simon Harris.
Oh, Simon Harris.
Harris. I'm in no party other than the Irish Farmers Association. I vote on agriculture issues, but I do believe Simon Harris. He's very quick-witted. Anytime he's interviewed, no one is able to rile him. He'll stick to the point. And he seems to have an encyclopedic mind. I'd be very fond of Simon Harris. Now, I am from Wicklow, but that's the only tie-up.
Yeah, well, that's I know it's his constituency, but But you're most impressed by him as a non-member of Fine Gael. And what do you think of the argument? And it'll be there. You'll hear it non-stop. There should be a general election. You know the line, but that's not going to happen. The only person who got a general election is the Taoiseach. And when he went on to the plinth today, that was obvious he wasn't calling a general election because he would have to go to Arsenault Grand Force. So that's not going to happen. But what do you think of the fact that the argument now that it's only members of Fine Gael who are deciding who our next Taoiseach is?
Because you're deciding who's the leader of that party, and only that party should decide that.
Okay,
them decide that, and then we'll see what happens afterwards.
Okay, here's the words that rocked the nation today, but we're okay now.
There's never a right time to resign high office. However, this is as good a time as any. My reasons for stepping down are both personal and political. There are loyal colleagues and good friends contesting local European elections, and I want to give them the best chance possible. And I think they've a better chance under a new leader. On a personal level, I've enjoyed being Taoiseach, leader and a cabinet member since March 2011. I've learned so much about so many things, met so many people who I'd never got to meet, been to places I would never have seen, both home and abroad. And I am deeply grateful for it. And despite the challenges, would wholeheartedly recommend a career in politics to anyone who's considering it. However, politicians are human beings and we have our limitations. We give it everything until we can't anymore, and then we have to move on.
So we'll be with you right through. We're here all over Easter. Pascal is slightly ahead. Simon Harris and Heather Humphreys are the other three that featured in this totally unscientific live line today. But it was all people who have a vote. They are Fine Gael elites. Remember the Landmark Hotel in Carrick and Shannon tomorrow, fortnight for Funny Friday. We'll have a good laugh. Sound, Kieran Cullen, researcher, Richie Byrne, producer, Shanna Gorman, Ray Darcy next.
Live line on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Elevate your bedroom with our fresh new bedding designs and colours in store and online at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815. Stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.